The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, we're back for the second hour of the show. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm awake.
You're awake. Did you sleep well?
Yeah. Not as good as some, not as bad as others. It was one of those in-between nights.
I got you. You want to talk to Norbert?
Sure.
Good morning, Norbert.
Hi, Norbert.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm actually doing fine. Just passing
Spill
Pond.
Ah, headed out for the gooses this morning. The goose won.
That's correct. Well, there'll be a lot of gooses in the air. I just hope that one will come close.
Yep, you got to just pick one out and then go home.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you from the Eastern Shore, Norbert?
No, Norbert is from Harford County.
Oh, yes, never mind.
That's correct. Harford County, and I'm headed for Rock Hall.
Yes, you are.
You have a wonderful day.
I know exactly where you're headed to. You got a lot of geese on the pond?
As a matter of fact, I'm actually going down to almost to Eastern Neck Island.
Really? Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got you.
Nice place. Anyway, I wanted to say that it was really nice yesterday morning and this morning to drive down the shore here and see so many people headed out to the fields. I mean, it's amazing how many groups you see headed out. You see, trucks with lights on in the field where people are putting out decoys.
Putting out the decoys and all that. Sure. Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's great to see it. I wish we could see it more.
Well, I will tell you, I think because of the pandemic, a lot of people have taken up hunting. And I can also tell you that I know you're on Facebook, if you read some of the posts and some of the questions and some of the answers, it scares me to be in the woods with some of these people, quite frankly. The lack of knowledge, the lack of biology, the lack of knowing anything, and sharing it on Facebook to prove it's something about being a fool and then you open your mouth and you prove you are. It makes me cringe to see some of these things that are posted, you know?
Well, there are no schools.
Nope.
Or anything like that. So there's no place where people can learn other than what you're seeing, and how many people see something weird and then perpetrate it.
Exactly. Exactly. You're right. So anyway, Norbert, Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Merry Christmas to both of you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Good to hear you both, and I hope you have a wonderful new year.
And I hope you limit out, and we thank you for that.
No problem.
Take care.
See you soon, folks.
All right,
great one.
Bye-bye. Norbert was in the blind when I was practicing with my Sean Mann goose call. And one of the, we were with some pretty notable folks in the hierarchy of one of the waterfowl organizations. Mm-hmm. One of the fellows made a comment that my goose calling sounded like a party horn. However, it was that same very day where I actually called two geese from the pond to the blind. But they walked up from the pond to the blind. They didn't fly in. We didn't have the heart to shoot them.
They were I'm really glad you did.
They were just standing there looking stupid. That's where most of us in the blind. So the party.
Your call was so good they didn't even feel
they didn't even
take to the air.
Nope, that was so good. Hey, it's a short walk. Let's go up to the blind. I'll never forget that. I've had some unique experiences in the wild. I've just never had that. Let's talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Hey, what you were talking about earlier about what you have for Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
I usually buy a couple cans of crab meat, like it being October or so, and freeze it. And I have crab cakes and Krabby mac and cheese.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Crab cakes and Krabby mac.
You just made my day. I finally got somebody to call and tell us what to do for Christmas. Yay. Thank you.
There you go.
Yep.
No, that sounds like a real... I had friends that used to do that. She was a crab picker years before, and she would always do that for Christmas, crab cakes for Christmas.
Yeah, it's been a tradition for about 15 years now, so...
That's good.
Awesome.
Now,
remember Chris, that song, Crabs for Christmas?
Yeah. Chris should probably play that, so maybe on our first break if he can find it.
If he can find it, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. He's answering a phone, I'm guessing. He's not talking. So
that's good though.
All right, well, Joe, that's wonderful. Thanks for calling in and sharing that. I envy you for your Christmas dinner. What
do you put into your crab cakes?
It's a secret recipe.
No,
okay.
Okay,
never mind.
If you want to share, email it, and we'll be more than glad to publish it in the Maryland Loves Crabs, and then that way it won't be a secret family recipe anymore.
I actually published my grandmother's secret family recipe in the magazine this last year.
Yep.
No, I just use that crab cake classic.
Crab cake what?
The crab cake classic.
Oh, okay.
Yep, got it.
And a bunch of Old Bay, that's it.
Got it.
Sounds wonderful.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You have a Merry Christmas.
You guys, too, and really appreciate your show, and congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate that.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Thank you. You, too.
Wait, what's today's date?
19th.
Okay. It wasn't our anniversary. Now, I know it's your anniversary, but it took me our anniversary was this week, too.
Yeah, so. we had our third wedding anniversary this week. So I want to give a shout-out to our buddy Rudy and his wife Debbie.
They are awesome people.
They sent us a beautiful book for Jameson, our grandson, called A Foxy Way to Learn Your ABCs. The author is Vicki Paulus. And Vicki Paulus is, let me make sure I do this correctly, she is the assistant director of the Chesapeake Bay Environmental Center. Vicki published this book. She took all these photos of these foxes.
It's a wonderful book.
Most of them, no, all on the Chesapeake Bay Environmental Center. And she composed the poetry for the book. It's a hardback book. It's got all the letters of the alphabet. And it's very, very beautifully done. So, and with an environmental mess. So it says, like, Q. Q is for quirky. And it's got a wild-looking fox stretched out half on cement and half on the grass.
He's laid back.
He's laid back, isn't he? Q is for quirky, as we can behave like both a cat and a dog. All photos of foxes. Remember, it's called A Foxy Way to Learn Your ABCs. Sometimes we throw our prey in the air, and sometimes we play with frogs. We aren't too particular where we like to take a rest during the day. We'll lay in the grass under your house or even in the middle of the roadway. See? T is for tail, which is long and sometimes called a brush. Our tails keep us balanced when we're scurrying about in a rush. We use our bushy tails in the winter to warm our noses and lips, and all of our tails usually end in white tips.
I like that.
See?
I've read part of it, but I haven't read all of it.
Continue to read this to Jameson and let him learn his ABCs.
That book is just awesome, and the pictures are super.
And Vicki Paulus is a great writer.
Where can they get it from?
I guess from Vicki at the Chesapeake Bay Environmental Center, and that's in Graysonville.
Yes.
We went by it the other day. It's right close to Backyard Billy's. I know that. So, but yeah, thanks to Rudy and Debbie for sending that to Jameson. It's a fantastic book. And hats off to Vicki Paulus for writing that thing and putting that together. So I hope she sells a million of them. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Ronald. Good morning, Ronald.
Well, good morning there, Mr. Allen. Good morning, Mrs. Burbank.
Good morning.
To all you guys there, and from Miss Ruth and Ronald, how about a safe and happy and a merry, merry Christmas to you all?
Well, thank you so much, Ronald.
Yes, sir, and to your second new grandson, I think.
Granddaughter.
Daughter. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, this is a new one for us.
Okay, your daughter. Wow. And
granddaughter, yep.
Hey. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. And Alan, hey, 33 years has been a long time, Alan.
Many, many moons, hasn't it been?
You're still a man, Alan. You're still a man.
What are you all doing on Christmas, Ronald?
Well, I don't know. I've got to see what Miss Ruth's going to do. I'm going to have to take Miss Ruth out and have some fun with Miss Ruth.
That sounds like a wonderful idea.
That sounds like a great idea. Absolutely. Why not?
Okay, then. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you have a Merry Christmas, Ronald.
All right. I do enjoy listening to the show.
Well, thank you so much.
Listen to the show now.
You have a super day.
You got it, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Who's next? Oh, Chuck. Hey, buddy. Chuck, how are you?
Pretty good, Alan. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to Robin also.
Merry Christmas. I am so jealous of the picture of the snow up at your area. That just...
Now it's got that crust on top of it.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to walk.
That's why I'm not going out today.
Not going out today. Got any kind of warm up coming?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't talked to Bob either yet. So
yeah,
I know he'll when he plows out, he'll run the tractor down past my blind, so at least I can walk to it. So.
I got it. That makes sense.
Yeah, but I haven't even planned on going out today. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might get out next Wednesday. But.
Well, that would be good. That would be good. So.
What are you all doing for Christmas?
Whatever Diane said.
That is a man
exactly.
after my own heart.
Exactly.
I stay out of her way. Whatever she's doing, going to go shopping, where go do all that stuff, I just stay out of her way.
A wise man. So, well, if you get out there, let me know you're out. Text me. Well,
I want to get out so bad with snow on the ground.
Oh, no question. No question. So, I don't know if it's going to warm up next week or not. I have no idea. I didn't look that far ahead. So,
yeah, I haven't looked that far ahead yet anyway.
I'm thinking Christmas Day, Christmas morning might be the perfect time to go out.
Yeah, but...
Silence from the other side.
No, I was sitting here in quiet joy.
Quiet joy. Good for you. So, okay.
I did want to get in for December's contest, and then I just wanted to wish you and Robin and Chris a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We talked. I had a short little conversation with Chris when I just called.
Got it. All right. Well, we'll talk.
Yep, we will.
All right. We'll talk soon. Merry Christmas to you and
Merry
Diane.
Christmas. I can't wait to see you all again soon.
Yep, we got to get together. So.
We will.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right.
Thanks. Yep.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Over on the Eastern Shore gone goose
hunting. Over on the Eastern Shore, huh?
Smart man.
Do you have one of our hats? Eastern Shore hat? You need to get one. Order one online. Yeah.
I will.
That's what it says, Eastern Shore. We got olive and pink and white and burgundy and dark green, forest green.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Burgundy's my favorite.
I know. I'm the olive guy myself, but that's me.
So. I just wanted to wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a good one.
You too.
You too.
Take care, Matt. Bye-bye. So, what's my new favorite joke?
The one about the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I got to remember his favorite joke. Remind him.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
So, I woke up during the middle of my surgery, and I told the doctor I wanted to close the incision myself. He handed me a needle and said, "Suit yourself."
Oh, that's a dad joke. A good one. A good one.
Our buddy Joe sent one in, too. Yeah, he likes to send in lame jokes. So I got to find my email. Where is it here? Oh, got to close a bunch of stuff. Sorry. So he said, look, what not to do in court. Guy's arrested for being intoxicated in public while standing before the judge. The judge says, "Sir, you stand before the court for drinking." And the guy replies, "So let's get started." Sorry, Joe, that was worse than mine.
I liked it.
Ooh, roasted pork loin rubbed in crab seasoning and smothered in sauerkraut.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Roasted pork loin, Chris, rubbed in crab seasoning and smothered in sauerkraut.
Or do all that and slow smoke it over some cherry wood.
Ooh, that sounds good, too. Joe also said some local trivia. Crabs for Christmas is written by David DeBoy. He and his younger brother Paul recorded it. Both were Woodlawn High alumni, 1971 and 73. Paul was a classmate of our buddy Joe.
And I looked, and we don't have it.
We got to get it. We had it. We had it at one point. We had it in the master vault at one point, but we don't have it.
No, I was going to say when they did the conversion with the software, we lost a lot of songs.
Yep, we did. So, well, we'll have to get that one back somehow. Won't we, Chris?
Yes, sir.
You guys texting back and forth make
me laugh.
Whatever
you say, sir.
All right. Anybody on the line, bud?
No, the lines are clear.
Jason said wrap that pork loin in bacon. On top of it.
Oh, my gosh. We got some pork loin loving people out there.
I love pork loin.
I made a glaze for smoked pork chops with pineapple juice, teriyaki, and brown sugar. And you reduce it down, and it makes a wonderful glaze on a smoked pork chop. Just saying. Anyway, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville knows fire. So if you want something that you can set on fire for Christmas, Hearth America Backyard Billy's. If you're looking for a new backyard grill for Christmas, pellet grills by Traeger. Then there's the Big Green Egg. You can smoke and cook and do all that stuff with the Big Green Egg. And Kamado Joe, similar. They're at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about those premium gas logs? By Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening, or a gas fireplace insert like we've got, Enviro model. Gas wall fireplaces, great addition, special look to any room. Gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. You know what a fire table is, right?
Mm-hmm. We got one in the backyard.
I know, we got one. I was talking about to our listeners.
Oh.
Describe what a fire table is. It's a gas table that you can sit around and there's a fire in the middle of it. It's nice. It really is. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And now's the perfect time to own that new pellet stove, that gas fireplace stove, the electric stove, or a wood stove. They even have wood-burning stoves there from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now and buy yourself the gift of fire for Christmas. Visit Backyard Billy's. the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Alan Ellis here for Linex spray-on bed liners. I recommend them. I've had them in my last three trucks, and you should have one too. Linex spray-on bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, or a weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and tools, your Linex bed liner will not crack, bubble, or peel. And all the mud and the blood and the crud will just wash right off. Bay Linex, Glen Burnie, is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way, like the bread, Wholesome Way, in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Jack Carver's the man in charge there, 410-455-0800 for Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories too. Steps and tonneau covers and grill guards and fender guards and all that kind of stuff. And they can even protect your vehicle with the Value Guard no rust protection. Do what I did. Have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on bed liner today. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie, 410-487-6405. Catonsville Linex, 410-455-0800. You will be glad you did. Now, I talked about the rebates at Clyde Sports Shop, and yes, they have rebates now till the end of the month on Browning firearms. You can save $100 on the Satori shotguns. These are for the shooting sports, over and under shotguns. Beautiful shotguns. Save $75 on the A5 and the Maxis. Great waterfowl hunting shotguns as well. Save $50 on center fire rifles, like the X-Bolt or the BAR, the Hell's Canyon. The Synergy and Silver shotguns also have a savings of $50, and you can save $25 on BPS shotguns, rimfire firearms, and all handguns. The holiday savings run now through December 31st at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, from 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website. They're open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. We'll be right back.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Dry weather but unseasonably cold today. Rain showers possible tomorrow. We're in and out of the clouds today, near 40 this afternoon. Cloudy tonight near 30. Scattered mainly morning showers Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy tomorrow. Not as chilly, low to mid-40s tomorrow afternoon. Cloudy in upper 40s on Monday. Sunshine mixing in with the clouds heading through both Tuesday and Wednesday. Afternoon highs in the upper 40s. Overnight low down around freezing. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.MadonnaSeafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, so, you know, we went to Gatlinburg not long ago.
Yep.
There was another couple from up here that went to Tennessee, and they decided to take a little back trip. You know, one day they just took a little road trip. They were going through this small town. They were there later. They were there this time of year. They were going through this small town. And right out in front of the church, there was a nativity set. You know, the scene.
Okay.
And the husband said to the wife, "Do you see what I see?" And she said, "What do you mean?" She said, he said, "Look at the wise men." She said, "Well, that's weird." He said, "Yeah." So they kept going and came to another church, and there was another nativity scene. Same thing. He said, "Now that's crazy. I thought I was seeing things the first time, but tell me what you're seeing." She said, "The wise men are wearing fire hats." He said, "That's right. I thought it was me. It was some kind of weird crown or something. They're fire hats." So the further they go through town, the more nativity sets they see in people's yards. All the wise men are wearing fire hats. Finally, they saw some guy out in his yard. Pulled a car over. Said to the guy, "Hey, buddy, can you answer a question for me?" He said, "Is there something about the wise men in this town? They seem to all be wearing fire hats." He said, "Well, that's right." He said, "Why is that?" He said, "Boy, you don't know your Bible very well, do you?" He said, "Them wise men all come from afar."
Okay.
That's
a long time to get
that. That's Captain Dawn's joke.
That was good.
Thank you. Thanks, Captain Dawn.
It was a good joke.
It took a long time to get there, I know.
It was the, never mind.
The build-up, I know. All right, Mason's on the line. Sorry to keep you waiting for that bad joke, Mason. How you doing? Hello, Mason.
Hey, Mason.
Mason called back and he left again. He might be hunting, so. Okay. Anybody online there, Mr. Chris?
Yes, we have Lee.
Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
How y'all doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
Merry
to
Christmas.
You. What's up?
Not much. I just gave Chris the website for Du Bois. I went to school with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was our class president.
No kidding.
So, of course, I know Paul because we're all Boy Scouts together.
How about that? How about that? Well, maybe we can get that. I don't know. They still sell it?
I don't know if he still sells it, but I got hold of him after a good long while not hearing from him. Talking to him, and he sent me one.
Well, we need to get that for the Outdoors and Radio Show, no question about it. So if Chris has the information, I'm sure he'll share it, and we'll be able to take care of it.
Yeah, as long as I told him who gave him the info, so...
Okay, that sounds good.
We'll see what happens. Oh, last thing before I go.
Yes, sir.
You know, talking about that business about the closing the boat ramps up at the reservoir.
Yeah.
You know, the more I listen to those people who think they're running the city, the more I realize, you know, there's a big difference between them and a slug. A slug you can hold an intelligent conversation with.
Sorry.
That's funny. I like
best
that.
Joke of the day.
And the truth.
And the truth. Absolutely right. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
I'll take care of them.
Thanks, Lee. Merry Christmas.
And you take care.
And Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
And you too.
You
bye-bye.
Also.
All right. So we made an executive decision here earlier that next week, which is the last Saturday of the month, we made an executive decision to go one more week on the December muzzleloader giveaway.
Just because the way it worked out.
It's just because Chris is not going to be there next week, okay, as our producer. But we will have an excellent producer. But we just didn't want to burden them with the extra responsibility of the muzzleloader giveaway. So what we'll do is give it another week. So everybody else will have another chance, which will be January 2nd, which is close enough to the end of December, to get in on the muzzleloader giveaway.
And what a way to start 2021.
What a way to start 2020. No question. No question about that. So there you go. All right. Any callers on the line, Uncle Chris?
No, sir. The lines
wow.
are open.
Yeah, okay.
And if you're on your way to the blind or you're getting ready to head out, do some squirrel hunting, give us a call.
Yep.
If you have any Christmas stuff you want to share, wild game recipes or traditions that you have, give us a call.
Yep. Wow, here's a lady that has a whole bunch of questions about the Crab Magazine. She wanted to know about the recipe you put in last year's magazine. Where can I find past magazines? Are you able to include a link to pull up archived articles? No. How can I get a copy of Robin's crab recipes? Are there other recipes and other issues? Since I don't crab or fish, though I love both, would you happen to know where I can purchase a container of crab meat? Is from USA Crabs. Oh, yes. There's a number of places that are from USA Crabs. All the local Maryland brands, except the biggest one, our local crabs, and that would be what's Lindy's crab brand?
I thought it was just Lindy's. I'm sorry.
No, we got to get a copy of the crab mag. I'll respond to this email. Windmill brand.
I'll send you a picture of my crab recipe. You can email it back to her.
Yeah, we can do that. Okay.
Okay.
What a container, a pound of crab meat would cost. A container at Costco at $29, but wasn't sure if it was good or bad. She lives in Pikesville. Are there stores you're aware of that sell good crab meat? I don't want to have it sent since I'm waiting for USPS to deliver my order of Montmorency cherry concentrate from a Michigan orchard since December 1st. So, all right, we got a lot of questions to answer there for Eileen. All right.
We'll work on that.
Yeah. Is Tacklebox Tim the next caller? I think it is. Good morning.
Good morning, Robin and Alan. How are you both today?
Doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just calling to put in some holiday greetings. And hope you have a good Christmas and New Year's with the new addition to the family earlier this year.
Well,
again.
Yeah, another one coming.
Wow.
By the end of the
year. Yeah. Jameson was November 3rd of last year, and it looks like we're going to have a new granddaughter here before the end of the year.
Everything goes well and her mother doesn't get COVID, she'll be here before the end of the year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Will it be Jacqueline or Jack, since we're going with a whiskey theme?
Nope. That's funny.
Brinley.
Brinley.
Right.
Brinley.
Brinley Faith.
Yep. Brinley
very
Faith.
Nice.
How about
very,
that?
Very unique name.
Mm-hmm. Well, mother's name is Brian, or Brianne.
Yeah.
Brian.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I spelled it wrong.
That's all right. Brian and Brinley.
Very nice.
Yep.
Jason and Jameson.
All right. So, All right, cool.
Got a good thing going there.
Yeah.
I keep telling she has a couple more, but they tell me no.
Yeah.
She's listening right now, getting ready to hit her mother, so.
Yeah, probably. You'll get a text momentarily. Well, thank you, Tim. You and your family have a wonderful Christmas, okay?
Well, we will. You too.
Thank
Merry
you, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Mason. Good morning, Mason.
Well, good morning, folks.
Third time's a charm.
Congratulations on your longevity of your show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And Miss Robin is a wonderful asset to it. I actually got turned on to talk radio after 9/11, and things got kind of serious. But anyway, on a side note, just quickly about politics, logic has gone out the window. Now let's talk
Bingo.
About something fun.
You know who said common sense ain't so common? Who's credited with it?
No, I don't.
A native Marylander, a Bernard Lefty Cray.
I'll be darned.
And
I'll
he was a, he's a world-famous, world-renowned fly fisherman. He just now got an award as far as fisheries is concerned. Him and another fellow. I read it on the DNR website. And I'm wondering, you know, Lefty lived into his 90s. He had a career that spanned decades and decades and decades from the time I was watching the American Sportsman with my dad. And Lefty reached down into the river and pulled out a big salmon that Jimmy Dean hooked. Remember Jimmy Dean, the sausage guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, he was fishing with Lefty. And Lefty's written innumerable books, and they wait till after the guy dies to give him a fisheries award?
Oh, geez. Well, I'm not really a fisher hunter guy.
Right.
But I'm all for it. I'm
yeah.
all for it. Guns, everything. That's why I'm calling to
gotcha.
Not talk about a recipe, but the enter on the muzzleloader, because my son, who did two tours with Marines,
yeah.
He's got a nice collection of weapons, and I'd love to win it for him.
Well, good luck to you.
Well, so I just wanted to say that one of my favorite things at Christmas time is I love making oyster stew. It's just a regular recipe, but you start off with a little onion and garlic and a little butter, and I love that smell, and you know, a little sherry, and just on a warm man. So there you go.
Now you use the oyster liquor and do you use half and half or cream and milk or what?
Oh,
what do you use?
I go heavy cream.
Heavy cream.
And mm-hmm. then just a little bit of milk in there.
Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah. Uh huh. Yep. And you got to use all the oyster.
All the oyster yeah. liquor. Yeah. I got
oh
it.
My God! Just absolute flavor. Flavor.
Are you coming over to cook some tonight? Because I'm ready right now.
Sure. I know. I'm thinking about it. I'm getting ready to get it together myself. But just you got a wonderful show, and I've been listening when I can. But and I've always seemed to learn something. But you folks have a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You also.
Thank you, Mason. Take care, buddy.
Hey, Jason, if you're listening, some oyster stew sounds really good.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a quick joke for you.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, what do you get when you cut 500 bras in half?
Oh, no. Got your finger on the button, Chris?
No, it's not dirty.
Oh, what do you got?
1,000 yarmulkes with chin straps.
I am so glad you called.
Our next caller will appreciate that. Thank you, Mason. Let's talk to Jordan. Good morning, Jordan. Did you like that one? Did you like that one, Jordan?
Hi, right. Merry Christmas to both of you, and a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. And
happy Hanukkah to you.
And a happy anniversary, too.
You got it, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yep. Now, Robin, remember when Curly on the Three Stooges had oyster stew?
Yes.
Yes.
That was hilarious.
Are they fresh? Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And squirted him in the face,
that.
Right?
Right, and he took out his gun and shot.
He shot the oyster, that's right.
I'm going to see if I can find that today.
Yeah, no, I know that. That would be funny, but I'm just wishing you a good health, a good holiday, everything good, and just take care. Oh, on Naylor's Lane, I was there a couple weeks ago. And I thought a dog ran past me. I was getting in the car.
Right.
All I heard was this whoosh, and I said, what the heck is a dog running past me? But all I saw was a big white tail.
Yeah, big old deer out there. Yeah.
I remember when you were coming to the station a few years ago. I think one was on the side of the road, you said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, my. Oh, it was so sad. I'd seen this big, big 8-point. He walked out in front of the car and just stood there. I mean, he was huge. And he looked at me, and he walked across, you know, into that nursing home or whatever that yard is right there across Naylor's Lane.
And
a few weeks later, I saw him on the side. It just broke my heart. So, well, Jordan, thank you.
You take care. Have a great holiday, and thanks for all, and be well.
Thank you, Jordan.
Be well.
You also.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Carl. Good morning, Carl. Hello, Carl.
Carl's gone.
Carl, hang up.
No, I'm here.
Okay, what's up, buddy?
I just wanted to call and wish you guys happy holidays.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. How's your season been?
Goose egg.
Do what? Goose egg? Oh, that's not good. You going to change that today?
I wish. Unfortunately, work calls.
Mm-hmm.
But can't put red on the table without that green cabbage in your pocket first.
See, that's a good way to put it. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. So,
I did make it out on the last day of rifle, and on my way in the morning,
yeah,
almost to the public hunting land in Maryland, big old buck just standing on the side of the road saying hi.
Yeah.
Not a care in the world about my car or anything. If I wouldn't have stopped, he would have probably kept walking right out on in front of me, and that's one bill I don't need.
Nope, you're right. Where was I this fall? I was, coming down 301. And, oh, my gosh, that was close. Man, it was close. One ran across 301, and it just, whoo, boy. I thank God I saw it coming in time, and I moved into the other lane and missed it. But it was very close. And, they, I mean, 30,000 of them get killed on the highways in Maryland every year. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's a fun fact for me now.
Yep, so... Well, Carl, thank you for the call. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you. You guys be safe out there, and stay warm while wearing this little coat still right now.
I got you. You take care, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to y'all, and Happy New Year. And I'll try to talk to you in the new year here.
I hope you do.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Carl.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
You too. Bye-bye. We'll talk to Henry. Good morning, Henry. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Yeah. So you do this year round?
Yes, every Saturday from 5 to 7. Been doing it for 32 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and Merry Christmas, and, you know, keep doing it, and it gets to the store, supermarkets too, right? You get doing it. It gets to the different local supermarkets like Lexington Market, different markets around.
Okay.
You know anything about SK? I mean, pork sausages, stuff like that. They get to them places too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's up on Widow.
Right. Right. Got it.
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
Right? All right, Henry, appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Okay. So.
Let's go ahead and get the next break in. And then,
I'm shuffling my,
the line.
Shuffling my, who's on the line?
Dan.
Okay, we'll get to Dan here in just a second. Hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we did too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room up the chimney. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin, would you say that our Enviro EX35 remote control gas fireplace insert would make a good addition to any home for Christmas?
Oh, you're not kidding. Hey, look, not just that. We don't even have our heat working back here. We just use a fireplace.
That's true.
And it's lowered the heat cost back here because we have a cathedral ceiling.
Yep, it sure has. No question about it. So we visited the Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and got this Enviro insert. We had disappointing visits to other Delmarva locations. Hate to say that, but we already qualified all the others and selected Backyard Billy's so that you didn't have to go through that same ordeal, didn't we?
Yeah, we really did. And we went a lot of places between over here and Delaware.
Yep. Hearth America did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert, and you would too. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now, and don't forget their great selection of grills. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's opens 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, or a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, tools, your Linex bedliners will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle with Value Guard no rust protection. Do what I did. Have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on bedliner, your truck bedliner, and your truck gear today. And Bay Linex has BMW truck hitches too, including the new 3-inch hitches for Super Duty trucks. How about that? Holiday savings from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You can save $100 on the Satori shotguns, $75 on the A5 and Maxis shotguns, $50 on centerfire rifles, Synergy, and Silver shotguns, and you can save $25 on BPS shotguns, rimfire firearms, and handguns. All these Browning savings is from your full-line dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's Clyde Sports Shop. The phone number there, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. And I think we'll be right back after this.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
So I guess we're about done.
Where the tree.
Oh, wow. This is our song.
I know.
And children.
Perfect, Chris. Thank you.
Good one, Chris. Thank you, buddy.
You made my morning.
sleigh bells in the snow.
When we got married 3 years ago at Garrett County Deep Creek Lake area, we had snow, and that was kind of the theme of our wedding, was the White Christmas. We left from there, and we went to
Lancaster,
and we saw two plays while we were there. One of them was a dinner theater, which we really enjoyed, and that's what was playing, was White Christmas. It was
because it was the theme of our wedding.
Yeah, exactly, and it was a great version of it, so we really liked that. And then what was the other one we saw? A friend was an actor in that. It was the Story of Christmas?
Story of Christmas.
Yeah, that was wonderful. All right, let's see. Stan, the truck driving man, he wanted to wish everybody in the family a Merry Christmas and a joyous new year, and wish us a belated happy anniversary. So here we got Dan on the line. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. You and Robin, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
This show has flown by.
Yeah, it has.
Hey, I overheard an argument yesterday. I was at the butcher in Hampstead picking up a deer.
Okay.
And two fellas that are supposedly expert deer hunters
had
a difference of opinion. One said that the deer today would be up and moving because it's been hard to find food, and the cold weather would really have them up and around. The other one said, no, because of the ice and snow on the ground, they can't find any food, and they'll all be hunkered down. I was wondering what your opinion is.
Well, in general, I like to hunt in snow. I've always preferred hunting in the snow, and I've lived in Somerset County, Pennsylvania for quite a while, and in the wintertime it was almost always snow in deer season. However, I took a day off school. I played hooky from school with a friend of mine when I was 14 years old, and we went out. It was 16 degrees below zero, and we didn't see a deer. And there was snow on the ground. So I don't know where they were or what they were looking for, but I will tell you, mostly here in Maryland, because of the temperatures, I'm pretty sure those deer are going to be up and moving. I mean, it's been a tough deer season anyway, but, you know, they have to eat. They're going to browse. And the only thing they don't like is going through that ice when it's on top of the snow. That bothers their legs. It cuts them up. So, jury's out on that one. I guess I'm going to have to go out there and see for myself.